Track 7. St. Michael's School and St. Mel's College. There's been a school on this site since circa 1860. The present school, St. Michael's, was opened in 1967. The 1860 building housed two schools known as St. Michael's No. 1 and St. Michael's No. 2, and replaced an earlier school from 1830 situated in Chapel Lane, close by, which was one of the first national schools in County Longford. St. Mel's College opened in 1865 and served as the diocesan college for the diocese of Ardagh and Clonmacnoise, of which Longford town is part. Bishop Kilduff founded the college and died of typhoid fever, aged 47. Dennis Glennon, former headmaster of the college, explains.
Well, Bishop Kilduff, he was the person who built the college. In fact, he was one of the youngest bishops in Ireland at the age of 33. He also was the first bishop of Ardagh and Clonmacnoise to live in Longford town. They all lived in Ballymahon before that. He completed the cathedral to a point where it could be opened. He then built St. Mel's College, also oversaw the building of St. Mary's in Athlone, the church in Granard, and the St. Mary's Kilronan in Keijo. So a very able individual, and was dead by the time he was 47.
A statue to him stands close to the entrance. For most of the next decade, the college was a major seminary where students pursued courses in philosophy and theology right through to ordination, until in 1879 the theology class was discontinued and students for the priesthood went to Maynooth or other colleges. The college has a strong tradition in Gaelic football. St. Mel's won its first All-Ireland senior final in 1948, beating St. Patrick's College Cavan in Croke Park by 4 goals and 7 points to 3 goals and 3 points. The college again brought home the coveted Hogan Cup in 1962, 1963 and 1987. But Gaelic football was not always played. Dennis Glennon again.
I suppose St. Mel's College is known particularly, and it certainly was known particularly, for its great tradition in Gaelic football, with winning 29 Leinster senior titles and 4 All-Ireland titles and 14 or 15 junior Leinster titles. So that was the kind of the tradition by which it was known. But in the 1800s, in actual fact, there was no Gaelic football in St. Mel's College. One of the main sports, according to Dean Langan in his memories of the college, was that cricket, particularly on Sundays, cricket was. And in fact, at the back of the college in the old days, there was an oval space. And I recall that as a student there in the 1960s. And I think that was the old cricket ground. And of course, the whole culture changed, and the political culture particularly. And after the 1916 rising, there was a kind of a kickback against everything that was seen as British or linked to Britain. Effectively, the students stopped playing cricket, and the story goes, whether it's true or not, that the cricket bats were brought to the back of the college and burned ceremoniously, by some seen as ceremoniously and others maybe not.
Family history in Ireland can be interesting. Again, Dennis Glennon.
The first president of St. Mel's College was a man called Father James Reynolds, a very able and capable man who actually ran the day school in the Market Square where St. Mel's College originally was before the boarding school opened in 1865. Interestingly, he was a cousin of James Henry Reynolds, who actually won the Victoria Cross in the Anglo-Zulu Wars. He was a surgeon in the British Army. He was recognised for his bravery tending to the wounded during that particular battle. And it's just an interesting connection with the wider history of the country. The two Reynoldses were cousins.
We cross the road now, carefully, to St. Mel's Cathedral.